it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Well, as they say in baseball, the great thing about the game of baseball is that if it's not going well, well, you get to come back the next day and just try and get it right. And today, that's exactly what's happening. Orioles here today will try to end a six-game losing streak as they try and salvage the finale of a three-game series in Houston. Well, Buck Showalter today, before the game in Houston, not real talkative, but the manager's report is next on the Orioles Radio Network. Joe Angel back in Houston, Astros and the Orioles here. A couple of teams right now heading in opposite directions. The Astros, they won 5 out of 6. They've gone 14-5 last 19 games. They're off to the best start in franchise history. And today, they enjoy a 9-game division lead. Now, the Orioles, they've lost 6 straight. They've lost 12 out of 15. They're 0-2 against Houston so far this season. And again, trying to salvage the finale in Houston this afternoon. Skipper Buck Showalter met with the media before the game today, and his first question was,
what's new today since 2 hours ago?
Roster move.
Yes, there was one. Yeah, we Barrett Logan's going to join us. Just landed a little while ago and optioned out Tyler.
What are you saying from Tyler? Obviously, you've seen him when he's been good. What's happening with him?
Well, you know, he's making a lot of mistakes up in his zone, which is not his forte. You know, he's not an overpowering guy, but when he has his command, he can make some contributions. But a lot of up breaking balls and, just command hasn't been there. Got some collapse on his back leg a little bit that makes him work under the ball. He's aware of it.
If he goes back in the rotation?
I'm not sure. That would give them 6. I was talking to RJ and Brian this morning. They're leaning towards going with 6. They want to get a ball in Aquino's hand and get Yanoa going again. So I know Kipper's been throwing well. So they'll probably go to 6, I think.
But when you're in it all depends on the situation. But when you're looking for replacement or reinforcements for these length assignments for the bullpen, how much, you know, do you weigh? You know, wanting to keep a guy down there to stay in the rotation, a guy like Yanoa, or,
we'd like to. We'd like to. And we want to get Aquino back in the rotation. They're still, those two guys especially, are still pretty young guys. And we got Chris down there too. So, you'd like to get that continuity there if we can cooperate up here.
In terms of the way, the big thing was getting these optionable depth pieces, but also having spot start options correct too. I mean,
which we do. We still do. It's early in the season. I'm still hoping that it kind of shakes out and kind of settles in. If we can get a little more consistent in our starting pitching, we can do that. That's what drives a lot of it.
Adam still day to day at this point. Is there any improvement at all?
Yeah, he's doing well. He's getting better. You could push the envelope today if you wanted to. I expect him to be back in the lineup starting tomorrow if he continues to feel like he does today.
Do you think he'll still take pictures or anything like that on him tomorrow?
Not yet. I don't think so. I know Richie said he's making good progress. I think we're planning on him just playing tomorrow. And who knows, potentially today.
And was this a thing where, I think you said yesterday that it had kind of come and gone a little bit. Was it a benefit? Did you see it maybe give him a couple of days off and could?
Yeah, we hope that. Right. I hope that keeps it from being a DL thing. But it's a lot of wear and tear. You hear people talk about good tissue and bad tissue guys. As far as they're talking about their healing, from the wear and tear. Adam's good, and usually he responds well to things like that. He hasn't had much need for it, but he. Some days there's a game over and you're wondering how he's going to feel the next day, and he comes bouncing in and feels good. So he's a pretty good healer. But, if it continues down that road, then we'll know it's something a little deeper.
Just a day off for JJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, just try to keep him in good health. And Paul plays. Paul's from Houston. It'll be a good day for him. I think he went to Rice, didn't he?
Yeah.
Called him last night, let him know so he could leave the right amount of tickets. let Tyler know last night because I know his family was here, seeing if he didn't want to wait till this morning. I think he's going to fly back to Baltimore, pick up his car, and meet them in Norfolk. His wife's here. What else is new? I was talking to Brian today. I know he's going down to watch Mullins play a couple of days. He's supposed to, when he plays back-to-back games, you know, they're going to let him go. He's been out, what, 4 weeks? It's a pretty deep hamstring.
All right, that is the Skipper Buck Show, Walter. In a moment, the warm-up show as we continue from Houston on the Orioles Radio Network. And hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel with Mike Bordick on this Sunday afternoon. Nice to have you aboard. Orioles and the Astros about to close out a three-game series. Orioles are trying to get back in the win column. That'd be nice. They lost six straight. Interesting pitching matchup today. Alec Asher has been outstanding out of the bullpen. And today he'll make his third start. And the Astros today, the team with the best record in baseball. Well, today they've got a right-hander. His name is Lance McCullers. And all he's done lately is throw 22 consecutive scoreless innings. Should be interesting. In a moment, Mike Bordick will visit with Alan Mills, the Oriole bullpen coach. And, yep, they'll talk about Oriole pitching when we continue with the warm-up show right after this.
Special interview with former teammate, longtime friend Alan Mills, recent addition to the Orioles coaching staff and the Orioles bullpen this season. Alan, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Yeah, a long time in the bullpen in the American League, a little time in the National League as well, about 12 years. So you have seen a lot of different bullpens, a lot of personalities in bullpens and how they're put together. You know, this year, the Orioles lost a little bit of that stability. It's been kind of a revolving door since Britton's been on the DL. What are you seeing about that in the Orioles bullpen this year?
Well, we've had a few guys come up and down, contribute and help us out. You know, when you're young and you have options, you know, that's somewhat a part of the game. And the guys that have come up and gone back down, you know, when I was with the Yankees, they used to call it the Yankee Clipper Shuttle. And I guess it's now Norfolk and Baltimore Shuttle. So, you know, when those guys come up, they've, you know, been a great help to us. And, you know, hopefully we can continue, you know, with that trend where they come up and provide innings and outs for us when we need it.
So there are a couple guys really starting to step up here recently. Darren O'Day, who actually started the season slow, it looks like he's on his game. Brad Brock slowly but surely starting to come around. Is that just part of an ebb and flow of the season, or are there certain things you can pick up maybe mechanically that pull guys out of mini slumps, I guess you say?
Well, you're going to have your ups and downs in the course of a season. I think what Darren's doing right now, he's, you know, locating the ball very well. His fastball location's been good. He's executed his breaking balls where he puts them where he wants to. And when you locate as a pitcher, you kind of control it bad, and he's doing that right now, and he's making it look very easy.
So when you talk about locating, to me that sounds like a mechanical issue, just like in hitting, to be able to repeat your swing consistently with an ace swing. Is that what it's basically all about, just repeating delivery?
Right. You see guys, you know, when they're playing catch, they do flat ground. Some guys come out to the mound and do, you know, a little bit of touch and feels. But, you know, if you can repeat your delivery, usually your release point is consistent, and your release point dictates command. You know, once you can find your consistent release point, your command's going to be even better.
But nature of the beast is this is a mental game. So in order to keep that, you know, consistent delivery and repeatable, you got to battle the mental demons that come with being part of a bullpen. Can you talk about some of that? Because I know it's just a mental grind out there.
Absolutely. You know, usually as the season progresses, guys kind of fall into a role and they know where they fit when it comes to certain parts of a game, and just getting mentally prepared. The game has changed so much where information is out there on every hitter, you know, every count, every, you know, situation, and just being prepared and informed, you know, increases the odds of you succeeding. And like I said, if I can control a baseball as a pitcher, I can kind of control it bad. You know, I control what the hitter sees, where he sees it, and when he sees it. And once I'm able to do that, you know, the odds play in my favor.
So you got all the information, you know, you repeat your delivery. but the competitive juices are really firing right now. It's a close ball game. How do you control your emotions on the mound?
Well, I mean, it's like anything else. You learn how to do it. I mean, you don't want to be, you know, too intense out there where you lose, you know, a feel for your mechanics or lose your release point. You want to kind of have a controlled aggression, so to speak, you know, almost like a quiet storm. You know, I'm from Florida. Right before a hurricane hits, there's a calmness in the rain. You know, it's like a calmness before the storm. And, you know, you try to harness that energy and, you know, direct it towards your target.
Would you say that that's a process that's learned throughout the minor leagues, or do players innately have that skill?
Well, you learn it, you know, playing at the major league level, there's no higher level. You can come up here and, you know, try to maintain a calmness, and you come in the stadium and it's full and packed, it's going to be hard for you to do if you're a young guy. I mean, you're going to be intense. You're in the big leagues. You've dreamed about this all your life, so it's going to be very hard. So it's something you learn over time, and the more you get out there, the more you do it, the more comfortable you get.
So you've been a part of great bullpens and some that have been not so good. Through the course of a long season, there are definitely going to be ups and downs. The Orioles, you know, struggling, I think, as a team, and I think everybody kind of has to shoulder the responsibility. How have you seen teams come out of down times throughout the course of a year?
You know, the main thing I would say is not try to do too much. Just do what you're capable of doing. You know, be who you are. That's what got you here, and that's what's going to keep you here. Once guys try to do a little too much, you kind of come outside of who you are, and then you're not the same player that you were. You know, and like I said, we have a very good team here, good defensive team, good offensive team, have a good pitching staff, and it's just a matter of everybody doing what they need to do and execute.
Well said. Thanks for being a part of the show today, Al.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Orioles here today got off to a good start against Lance McCullers. Smith a single to get the game started, and that brought up Jonathan Scope. And now the 2-2 delivery, fastball, and this one skied up the left field side, pretty deep, backing up. Aoki looking up, wave it bye-bye. It lands maybe the second row into the seats above the scoreboard in the left field corner. That ball barely gets out, but it did, and it's a 2-0 Oriole lead. That's Scope's 7th home run. They extended the lead in the second inning. Began Castillo on base on an error, and then Kim a single, and eventually with two outs, it brought up Jonathan Scope. And now Scope, he gets a breaking ball. Ground ball to short. Correa's got it, and he drops it, and then picks it up, throws to first, too late to get the out, and the run scores. So the Orioles get another break. Correa gloved it behind the bag at second base, dropped it, and then picked it up. By then it was too late. Indeed. So Scope did get the infield single, and he picked up an RBI. And so the Orioles had a 3-0 lead. But then came the bottom of the second. Asher had faced only three men in the first inning thanks to a double play ball. But then in the second, Correa an infield single to get the inning started. And then Beltran got a walk. With one out, it brought up Marwin Gonzalez. Well, Gonzalez has been hot. His last 20 games hitting .373. And here's a guy just 113 at-bats. And yet he leads the club in home runs and RBIs. 1-1 the count to him. And Asher, he delivers. And Gonzalez, fly ball, deep left. Backing up is Kim. Backing up, looking behind him. And that's going to be extra bases. That ball stays in play. Correa is in. Beltran comes in to score. The ball back in. Gonzalez, a 2-run double to make it a 1-run game. It is now 3-2 Orioles. Indeed, just a 1-run game. And then just moments after that, Gurriel, the first baseman, came up to hit. And Asher, he delivers. And Gurriel, fly ball, left field. Kim racing over. He's going to jump up, and he cannot reach it. That's a base hit. It'll tie the game. Gonzalez comes in, and there goes Gurriel to second base. RBI double. It's a 3-3 game. And so we were starting all over again, but not for long. After Aoki grounded out, that's when Springer, the dangerous leadoff hitter, came up to swing the bat. And there's a hard hit, fly ball, left field. Kim, forget about this one. Gone, a 2-run home run. Springer has homered for the second consecutive game. And the Astros, they were down 3-0. They now lead this thing 5-3. A five-run second inning. But they weren't done yet. Bases empty. That's when Reddick would triple. And then Altuve brought him in. He singled to pick up another RBI. So the Astros, six runs on six hits, and they did not look back after that. Although, in the eighth inning, with one out, bases empty, Trumbo came up to hit, made the score a little bit closer. So now Trumbo sends the fly ball deep right field. Backing up Reddick. Backing up. Pipe it bye-bye. Back about eight rows. Trumbo, jumbo, opposite field. Number seven, it makes it 8-4. And eventually, Tony Sipp, the lefty, came out of the bullpen. He got the final three outs. Fly ball, right center, heading for the gap. On the run, Springer. So is Reddick. On the run, Springer reaches out, makes the catch, and that's how the game ends. The Orioles, at the end of a terrible weekend in Houston. In the loss column again, they've lost seven straight. And now they come home to take on the Yankees. Ooh, I think I just got hit. By the way, Ubaldo Jimenez, outstanding out of the bullpen today. He came on in the third, and he would finish the game. Well, Ubaldo has retired 10 in a row, 11 if he gets Aoki, the 1-2 pitch, and he gets him on a swing and a miss. So Ubaldo has retired 11 in a row and 13 of his last 14 batters.
Yeah, pretty impressive job. Yeah, the short outing by Asher, and Ubaldo comes in, eating up some innings, shutting down this Astros lineup.
Ubaldo, where have you been? I've been worried sick about you. That was nice to see. Nice to see Ubaldo out of the bullpen today. Orioles have lost seven in a row. They've lost 13 out of 16. They get swept in Houston, and now they come home in third place in the Eastern Division, and right now they're 4.5 games behind the New York Yankees. Let's go downstairs. Buck Showalter on Masson after the game.
Tucko, what happened with Asher in that second inning?
His command. You know, the command that he showed us out of the bullpen just kind of left him. You know, he had a good clean inning, shut down after we scored a couple. And, you know, just you could see watching how far he was missing his area he was trying to throw it to. It's pretty simple. Man, you can throw a lot of balls in the center of the plate, they're going to end up where they ended up.
Silver lining, Ubaldo saves the bullpen with those six innings.
Yeah, he gave up a couple early and then shut it down after that. Really, puts us in good position health-wise going into tomorrow. But that was something to probably get unnoticed. But that was, and hopefully it's a start of him pitching some good baseball we know he's capable of.
Okay. You guys have given up some leads early on, but when that second inning happens, how much does it take out of just the whole tempo of the game, the offense, everything?
Well, there's a part of every human being in those situations in that how much is enough. You go through some of those periods where when you're that's why I felt good after the first inning when he went out there and put a zero on the board, and then after that we just couldn't stem the tide. But I think the runs were all scored in a couple of innings, both of them. So. You're playing day games after night games and stuff. There's little momentum things that really put you on your heels.
But with Asher, after that 42-pitch inning, obviously he hasn't been stretched out too much over the past few weeks. I mean, was it pretty clear that after that he was going to?
Well, I'm sure that he he certainly exerted himself a lot there, but he was equipped to go 90, 95 pitches today. He isn't that far removed. The Astros didn't cooperate, and his command didn't.
Is it something with an outing like this that could start me earning him back into the rotation?
That's what I just said, that it's a good outing for him, and hopefully it's a sign that he can get back on track down the road.
Look, this is seven straight losses for you, and I know that it's obviously a long season here, but what do you guys got to do to get out of this kind of stuff?
I don't want to oversimplify, but I don't need to state the obvious to the guys in there. It's it pulls at you, and people you respect and know how good they are struggling. You want to try to help, but it's one of those things. We'll get Jonesy back hopefully tomorrow, and JJ back, and Zach's making a lot of progress, but everybody's got issues like that all around baseball, and you have to work through them. But you got to look at tomorrow as always the start of something good. But it's a big league. You're always going to have really good competition, whether it's the Astros, the Yankees, the Red Sox. That's what makes it so gratifying if you can pull it off. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, the Yankees won their game today, so they're on top of the Eastern Division. They lead Boston by three games. And they now lead the Orioles by 4.5 games. The Blue Jays also beaten today, as was Tampa Bay. As Buck Showalter, his comments after the game, an 8-4 defeat in the finale of a 3-game set in Houston.